Six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Oh. Okay. Here we go. The current time is, of course, 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Okay, yeah. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the committee. And I'm kind of just sitting around drinking tea right now because I've got nothing. Yeah, it's true. I've got no show once again today. Yeah, as usual, I'm shirking all my other duties. Oh, why would you do that? Oh, well, I don't know. Because, I don't know what I'm doing today. I don't know what's happening. I don't have a clue. The thing of it is I slept pretty good, except I think I rolled over and laid on my back for a while, because now my back is kind of just doing that little thing that it does. It's no big deal. But it's kind of annoying, and I would go outside and walk it off. But it was a little bit cold when I checked the temperature when I got up. And there's like no wind. I'm looking outside. There is no wind. Well, that's nice. At least it is sunny. What does the thermometer say? Oh, yeah, it's gone up about 2.5 American degrees, which means it's gone up about 1 normal degree. And so, let's look out the other window. We've got a current temperature of 5 degrees Celsius. Or about 41 American. It looks very still outside, though. What does it all mean? I don't know. Now let's look out the other window. The biggest concern I have today, and it's really not that much of a concern. Oh, my neighbors did their thing. Yeah, they got theirs out. It's mailbox time in the city. If the committee will remember, a few days ago, I got a letter from the post office saying that I have to move my mailbox to the curb. Okay, that's fine and all, but how am I going to dig the hole? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? And looking across the street, so that must have been what the noise I heard yesterday was. Yesterday, I heard some sounds outdoors. I didn't bother seeing what it was all about. But as I look out the window, I can tell it's my across-the-street neighbor. The people who moved into Mike's house. They have moved their mailbox successfully. I got to figure out how to do that. I got an email from the emeritus moments ago saying, if you need any help, you know, moving your mailbox, let me know. I need help. I have no idea what's going on. So I'm now standing up in my kitchen. And, hey, these are all nice and ready to paint. those little faces that I made out of the clay, they are ready to paint. And I'm looking around. Yeah, there's no paint down here in the kitchen anymore. Well, no, here's some. Some black and some white. All the other paint is upstairs in the soft crafts room. I gotta clean this little area up, though. This has gotten all weird. I don't understand why the faucet box still has to be here. I really don't think it does. I probably don't need all these golf ball jugs, because I've got 5 empty ones sitting here. Probably can throw them in the recycling. All right, I've had it. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to engage the dilithium refractinator. There we go. And I'm going to punch in the coordinates to the creek here. 6652. And now we're going to warp over to the creek. I could skeetily dinch. Oh man, that'll mess you up if you're not ready for it. Okay, here we are down at the creek. I'm about to go under canopy. Not a hell of a lot of canopy left. All of the trees have lost their leaves except for that little tree over there, which is still nice and green and everything. I can't explain it, and I have no interest in doing so. So let's go down into the creek. Wait, let me look. Checking the golf course. Man, all you can see are all the downed trees on the golf course and all the branches that are falling off. Wow, anyway, lots of golf course damage. So let's work our way down the treacherous slope and get down into the creek. Find us some creek stuff and see what's happening down here. Oh, all right, go over the log here and start looking around. All right, well, I'm looking up into the trees. I don't see any owls. I don't think owl season starts for another, well, at least 60 days would be my guess. Walking up to the edge of the creek, looking down into the creek, I see no golf balls. There's one up there on the bank, a white golf ball up on the bank in a non-reachable spot. But yeah, I think it's fairly safe to assume that golf ball season is over. Well, I would be sad about that, but, you know, I'm not, because I know it's going to start up again here in a few months, you know, shortly after owl season starts, in fact. All right, so, I spent the night last night just sort of thinking about stuff. And thinking about venues, you know, the same old thing. And talking to Lad, and I said, well, what do you think about venues? You got any ideas for any interesting venues? But instead of a response about venues, he just kind of wrote back, well, this is Nebraska. We need to be out on the coast. Okay, yeah, well, what you say is true. So, do we need to set up a tour? You want to go to California? What the hell? All of that got me thinking about all kinds of stuff. And of course, I was banging my head up against the wall until I remembered, just be smart. Go back to thinking about what you were thinking before. Which is two things. One, there's always Heron Haven.
I could probably play in the building at Herrenhaven. No problem. I've talked to people there before and they said, yeah, that would probably be fine. Na na na, na na na. So yeah. That's an idea. And I thought, yeah, that is an idea, but the atmosphere, the ambience of the venue isn't ideal. Ugh, I'm just kind of walking upstream looking around here. And so, na 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 na. Squirrel. I thought there was a dude. It's a squirrel. Who is a dude? But not the dudes I'm looking for. Continue upstream. But then, of course, and the only reason I remembered this is because there's a show tomorrow night. I almost forgot about it. But the church / art house, a great room. It sounds so good. And it's big, and we can get a lot of people in there, and there's a stage and everything, and blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to have to reconnect up with Rachel, although I can probably talk to her tomorrow night if I go to the show, which I think I will. I kind of have to go because somebody did say, hey, come to this show. I'm like, cool, I will. So, I think it'll be time to get the Yin Energy show back up and running. And Lad will slot right into that just perfectly. So, you know, maybe I should focus on that. And that sort of raised my spirits a little bit. I thought, okay, yeah. The nice thing about the church is that it's big enough that I can take some lights in there and have long enough throw for some of my stuff. Not that I'm going to take everything. Ooh, the water down here has a thin layer of ice on it. Yep, it's getting to be winter. So, the first thing I need to do is I need to email Lad again and say, hey, what do you think about this, blump? And then tell him all about the Yin Energy show. Like I said, he'll fit right in. He'll say, no problem. But now that I mentioned the possibility of a tour, I'm turning around. There's nothing going on down in the creek today. I wonder how difficult it would be for me to set something up. Probably not overly difficult, just a matter of, you know, putting in the effort. How do you get to California? Well, you take I-80 West, right? Okay. I can do that. So, first stop, do a show somewhere in the Denver / Boulder area. Probably could figure out something. And then, let's see, what's another day's drive? Albuquerque? See, the good thing is I know people in the Denver, Boulder area who could probably be of some kind of help. And I used to know people in Albuquerque. Set up a show there. And then California. Yeah, do I want to drive in California? Of course I don't. Okay, step one, hire a driver. get a truck. Maybe this is a little bit more complex than I thought it might be. Oh, it doesn't matter. Because once you get to California, then it's just a short hop to Japan. Ohio gozaimasu. Rock and roller. Yeah, so anyway, I got to figure stuff out. But the nice thing about the church, well, the one little downside, and I don't even know if this is a downside, but I don't know if they have their own PA system. That's fine. We can always take mine. But that's just a little bit more of real heavy stuff to carry around, which is fine. I said I didn't want to do it, but if I have to do it, I have to do it. And that's cool. All right, well, we're running out of creek here today. So I think it's time to go to some music. And, well, since I've been talking about lad, let's start up some lad right now. We'll be right back.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, what do you know? The guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that. Look at that.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft. A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains. Order your Grand Ball Washer today. Your golfers will appreciate it with every round.
Nyan pasu!
Nyan pasu! Alright, so before we had that little Nyan pasu, we did, of course, hear all about how carabiners really cannot connect towels to grand golf ball washers. And before that, I think we all learned that hamburgers should be high. And previous to that was, of course, the track Neural Nets by Lad Allen Doan. And I've got a little more Lad in the background here. This is a track called Helix. If you're into this kind of music at all, or if you need interesting background stuff, or you just need something to, you know, keep you working in your little cube farm, you need to check out Lad. Check out his webpage. Listen to some music. Do a thing. I'm doing a thing. I'm drinking tea. And it's pretty good. I'm drinking that weird mystery oolong today. It's growing on me. Yeah, it's good. It reminds me of... I don't know. I don't know what it reminds me of. It's tea. It's delicious. It's very oolongy. But it has this pure edge to it. It's like oolong that's halfway between oolong and pure when it comes to oxidation level. So whatever their secret process is to oxidize this tea, it kind of gets all poo-ery. It's delicious. So anyway, I gotta sit here and figure out how the hell I'm gonna move my mailbox. I'm gonna email the emeritus here and say, yeah, what are we doing? How does this work? How? And I got the letter from the post office over there that tells me how far from the curb and how high from the ground, etc., etc. Thrilling. Lots of very technical aspects to putting a mailbox in front of your house at the curb so they can just drive their little mail float up and stick their arm out the window instead of having to park way up the street and walk all around in the neighborhood. Yeah, so I guess that's what I'm doing. Got to email a couple of other people. And I thought of something else last night that I forgot to mention. I wonder if Kevin would want to be in my acoustic ambient music project. He's a guitarist, but wait for
this it. This is the end of the line for me.
For me.
The end of the line, yes.
Yes, it's the end of the line. And so I think Kevin's technically a guitar player, but I know he gets up to all kinds of other weird stuff, so I should probably get a hold of him. How many people do I need? Maybe three? We'll discuss it later. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio.